I'm Kim Beasley, and I'm the host of Pimper My Business podcast, where you will learn tips, tools, and techniques that will give you the freedom to easily build your business brand online so that you can be seen and then sell to your target customers. I will be interviewing industry leaders and professionals who will share their knowledge and experience, which will help you brand your business online. Get ready to take notes and learn from Kim and her guests, because this is going to be a fun learning experience. So now we're going to talk to A. Weber about Small Business Saturday and what A. Weber suggests entrepreneurs to do to get prepared. Now, for those of you who don't know what Small Business Saturday is, it is the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And instead of Black Friday, it's Small Business Saturday, where on that day, you choose to help your local offline businesses. And some
online too.
I was getting ready to say that. And some also have online presence. So you may want to help your local online businesses too. And basically, you just go to their store or go to their online shop, and you buy from them to support the small business, the Small Business Saturday. I would love to discuss how email marketing can be used as part of Small Business Saturday. Do you have any suggestions on how email marketing can help entrepreneurs get ready for Small Business Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and just quickly, real quickly, I love Small Business Saturday because, you know, we're big proponents of small businesses. We've been serving them for over 20 years now. So I love Small Business Saturday because it really puts the focus and the limelight on those local small business owners who often can get forgotten, especially in the Black Friday, the Cyber Monday, you know, mayhem that usually, you know, comes every year. So because of that, we've developed some things that will help a lot of these local small businesses really use email marketing effectively. The one thing that, you know, immediately comes to mind is that we built a mobile app called the Atom app, which is basically a mobile signup form. So you can put it on your iPad and put it right up on the counter where people check out in your store, you know, those in-store buyers, where they can sign up to receive, you know, emails from you throughout the year, for example. So it really takes advantage of that point of purchase experience, mm-hmm. and gets them to sign up. Now, again, like, think of a good incentive. It might be, you know, a discount on their next purchase, or it might be, you know, to receive exclusive offers throughout the year. So that's an opportunity where you're interfacing, you know, one-to-one with a customer, and you have a chance to really get them to subscribe and opt in to receive emails from you. So that's an app that we've developed that's really, really nice. We actually used it last week at an event we did here in our office. So it really works very well, and especially in those, you know, in-person interactions. You could also give your email template a tune-up. You know, we talked about Smart Designer already, but, you know, you can use Smart Designer to kind of give your email newsletter, email template a refresh for the holidays, and really, you know, you make it look nice and clean and new, nice and fresh. Leading up to Small Business Saturday, with your current email subscribers, you know, start communicating with them, start emailing them, talking about what you're going to be doing on Small Business Saturday, if you're going to be offering any sales or discounts or promotions. You know, make sure that they're aware of those. You know, send those out via email to your subscribers and encourage them to come in. A lot of businesses will do kind of Small Business Saturday events, you know, in their store. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's a great opportunity to tell your subscribers about it and to invite them to come, to invite them to participate, whether it's, you know, having free donuts or things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, do some things like that, but also make sure your subscribers are aware of it. Get the message mm-hmm. out there to them with your emails ahead of time. Those are a few things that really come to mind for me for Small Business Saturday. We can dive into like more specifics about like how you can make your emails better. And, you know, I'm
happy. Yeah, let's dive into that. How can they make their emails better so that they get opened, so that people take action by clicking links? What suggestions do you have?
Yeah, absolutely. So when it comes to, you know, getting your emails opened, you know, the subject line is the biggest thing. That's the thing people are going to see in their inbox, and they're going to make a quick judgment on whether they want to open that or not. So your subject lines need to be short, to the point. They need to be actionable, and very clear what you're going to give them once they open that email. We see a lot of the most effective emails are short, clear, to the point, but they also create some intrigue or create some interest. And it might be, you know, asking a question that people commonly have, you know, that your customers commonly have. For example, if I'm a local photography store or a camera store, I might ask a question that I often get asked, you know, from my customers about, you know, what's the most inexpensive, you know, camera to buy if I'm just getting started, for example. So think of some questions that you commonly get from your customers. You can also create some intrigue by, you know, challenging a common notion or belief that someone might have and kind of turning it on its head, right? So, an example of this is an email that we sent out a while back, where we, in the subject line, said that email blasts are dead. So coming from an email marketing company, right? So it caught them off guard because they didn't expect to say that. So, you know, think of things that would be kind of unexpected that you could kind of challenge someone's preconceived views or opinions about something. Obviously, you don't want to, there's a balance there. You don't want to, do some clickbait where you're trying to just get them to open and then you tell them totally something that they weren't expecting to get. So there's a balance there. You don't want to do clickbait, but you can definitely use challenge those things and use something that causes them to think and wonder, you know, oh, why would they be saying that? I'm interested in learning more. So the subject line is really the thing that it's that door. It's the doorway. You want them to walk through that doorway and open that email. Right. And then once they're in your email, what we've seen the most effective emails are shorter emails. People don't want to read really lengthy emails unless you're a really great writer and you can kind of carry them through an awesome story. But really kind of if your point of your email is to get them to take an action, try and get to that point as quickly as you can. And, don't use big blocks of text, but break them up, you know, have like a sentence or two, you know, and as a paragraph versus a really lengthy paragraph. It helps your reader kind of flow through your emails, really pick out the main points and get to what you're trying to get them to do. So, make them really short, to the point and clear. Use language that's personable, that you don't sound like a robot. What we always tell people is, you know, write like you're writing to one person, knowing that you have an email list of 200 people, but you don't want to write your emails as if you're writing to 200 people. You want to write it as if you're writing to John or Jane or right. Kim or Geraldine. And what that does is for your subscriber, it makes it feel more personal that you're speaking to them specifically. We actually do a lot of, we also enable our customers to do a lot of personalization within the emails. So you can actually put their first name in there, hi Kim, and then it will kind of take them through the email. But really kind of think about your subscriber and even picture somebody, one of your subscribers in your mind while you're writing those emails.
I agree.
Because then it will be very personal and it will come across that way versus, hey, I'm sending this email to everybody on my list. Use language that's more informal. That's more. You don't want to come across as corporate-y or stiff. So use language that if you were talking to a friend, the language that you would use, when talking with that individual. So your emails are really have an opportunity to really connect with your subscribers, build relationships with them, and really show your personality as in a different way.
Well, I love all the tips that you shared. Because they are vital to being successful with email marketing. Email marketing is one of those ways that I definitely suggest that all businesses implement in their companies simply because as entrepreneurs, we don't own social media networks. And if a social media network decides to shut down our page or shut down our profile, we've lost all those contacts. But if you're driving contacts from your social media profiles to your website or
or you're driving them to your or on your profile, you have a way for them to sign up on a mailing list, either place, website or on your profile. You should be getting people to sign up for your mailing list. That way, you can always be in control of when you can keep in connection with your contacts online. Am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You never want to, what people often say is it's almost like building on rented land, right? And that rented land could be taken out right from under you. And then you're left, without a place for your business. And so, you know, email marketing, email lists really allow you to kind of maintain control of your audience and be able to have, you know, put yourself in the driver's seat when how you communicate with them, how often, what you're saying to them and who you're saying it to. So it really kind of puts you back in control of your marketing and of your business.
Most definitely. Well, once again, thank you for being here and for allowing me to interview you. The tips you've shared have been great, and I am going to actually apply some of them to my email marketing. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
You have been listening to Pamper My Business podcast, and I am your host, Kim Beasley. Join the Pamper My Business community by visiting pampermybusiness.com, where you will find our free training along with our masterclass so that you can continue your learning journey about building your brand online.